The usual suspects of environmental and business groups are already active in the proposed Pinoki Range mine. The Sierra Club and Clean Wisconsin say it would threaten the environment and public health. But the business lobbying group, Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce, is campaigning to fast-track the mine because they say it will create generations of jobs. Groups are forming in the proposed mine area. Paul Sturgill is on the Iron County Citizens Advisory Mining Committee. He says they're not pro or con, but so far, people attending their meetings have been 100% in favor of the estimated 500 to 700 jobs it would create.
We're hopeful the resources of the Gogebic Range can be once again developed to provide good-paying jobs that this area so desperately needs, and at the same time, protecting the environment.
Then there's the grassroots online group Concerned Citizens about the proposed Pinoki mine. They too say they're an impartial forum, but the overwhelming majority of posts are against the mine. Sarah Martinez of nearby Mason has an online petition to stop a proposed mining bill that would dramatically speed up the licensing process.
Lots of us don't want the mine at all, but that's not what the petition is about. The petition is about leaving the permitting process as it has been established.
Meanwhile, the Bad River Lake Superior Band of Chippewa passed a resolution last week opposing the mine and to take, quoting now, all peaceful measures permitted under the law. Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio in Superior.